Ladies and gentlemen, we have another cold morning, and we also have an interesting weather pattern maybe setting up. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Hey, Pat, yesterday evening, the National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this morning, none of it came true.
Well, don't count your chickens before they hatch. You know what that means, don't you?
Why? Is there rain on the way?
Well, there is over the area right now as we speak. I'm seeing right now a wintry mix extending from, let's give you a couple of places, from Winsted to Torrington, down to Waterbury, Oxford, Bridgeport, New Haven. Now let's jump over to the New York State border, and I'm picking up a wintry mix near Carmel, Newburgh, Peekskill, New City, Lower Hudson Valley. Everything is moving northeastward. Very, very light, but, you know, when you're dealing with freezing rain, you don't need anything heavy. So the winter weather advisory will probably be a good idea. I was thinking that by the time this light rain would approach much of our listening area, it would be above freezing, so it'll be in the form of light rain or showers. But the way it's looking right now, you could get a little bit of this before 9 o'clock. That could be on the slick side, so please be careful. And highs today, I know it's hard to believe, but we'll be up around 45. And then tonight we drop to freezing, partly cloudy. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, 35 to 40. Then that low from the Gulf States travels up to the Mid-Atlantic and off the coast. The thinking right now is that it should be far enough south and east of us to just give us a light glancing blow of snow, starting very late Thursday night into early Friday. By light, I mean an inch or two. And then partly sunny and windy Friday afternoon, 30 to 35. It'll be sunny, low 30 Saturday. Then it clouds up with another chance of a wintry mix or freezing precipitation changing over to rain on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, so mouthful, huh?
But so you don't think we're going to get much snow out of this, huh?
Not this one. This one today?
No, the one Friday.
The one Thursday night to Friday, right now I say no. But that could change, but right now I'm thinking not.
Okay. All right, now that's good news.
Okay. I know the ski areas in New England really need snow.
Well, they're making snow by a ton.
Well, now they're making snow, but prior to this they were. Not over Christmas weekend and New Year's weekend. It was too mild, you know? So they're having problems there. Definitely having problems.
Yeah.
For, you know, when you have to depend on the weather, get it.
Now, I have to say, I want some snow to fall on Friday because just so they can start really preparing the grounds for a week from this weekend for the ski jump clinic at Swassa.
Okay, well, there will be some snow falling Thursday night, Friday morning. Not a lot, but a little. And next week definitely looks like a cold week. So it doesn't necessarily look snowy, but look, you know, look at how things changed last week for this week. You know, things are changing all over the place. So we could always hope that will be the case. But at least with the fact that next week looks like a cold week, that means they can make snow.
All right.
That's a good thing, right?
So all the skiers and all the ski areas should be happy.
Yep. There are two movies that I will recommend to you and our listeners that I watched last evening. One is called The Wolf's Daughter. That's on Amazon. And it's about a woman's son, a young son, who is kidnapped, you know, for ransom.
Yep.
And she goes after it. Very, very good movie. And the second one is even better than that, but I found it to be depressing. But unfortunately, it's a true story. It's called The Brotherhood.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You saw that one?
I haven't seen it, but I've seen the trailers for it.
Yeah, you know, about the boy school that goes out on the boat.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a true story.
I hate all these true stories.
So do I, because you know what? You know they're true, and it's not just fictional. But that happened in the mid-20s. So that account was in the mid-20s, but done very well. So there's two movies for you.
Those two. I'll add them to my list.
Yeah, I have a growing list as well. But
I'm more into the science fiction mode right now with myself.
Oh, okay.
Watching all these weird science fiction movies. Like I said, like the 100, which was 7 seasons, and I watched the whole thing in a week and a half.
Jeez.
And it was good.
You must have liked it, yeah.
Well, it was good, and if you like something, you have to follow it. So I was watching like 3 or 4 episodes a day. Just so I could keep, almost like reading a book, you know what I mean? So I could keep current with it. And right. Watch the characters develop, like ones that I like, ones I didn't like, watch ones die. It was really very, very, very well done. It was very, very well done. And I'm surprised, like I said, it's 7 seasons. Where have I been for 7 years? Because I'm a real big science fiction fan. I love science fiction.
Well, I do too. Some of it gets a little carried away, but most of it, not bad at all. You're right. Most of it's not bad at all. And other than that, I would have to say it's a relatively quiet start for us for the new year. Relatively quiet.
Except for Friday.
Yeah, and that doesn't, again, to me, if anybody's going to get real significant snow, it's going to be eastern Connecticut. Because they will be closer to the storm. But, if I'm calling an inch or two for us, for them, it could be 2 to 4 or more, depending on how close the storm gets.
All right. So, well, we'll have snow on the ground anyway.
Yeah, it'll look like winter, and it'll feel like winter.
Well, it feels like winter this morning at 23 degrees. I mean,
yeah, that's nothing to sneeze. I was going to say nothing to sneeze at, but it is. You will sneeze. Yeah, because the up and down of the temperatures, a lot of people getting sick. When my friend's son was here on Sunday, who is going to be an anesthesiologist, he said this current variant that everybody's getting, he said, is probably what is needed to get what we call a herd immunity. And if there is another variant, would be named new, NU, he said that will be even less effective, he said, because more and more people are getting COVID and are building up an immunity. That's one way to look at it.
Well, I'm like I said, I've developed a cold. I've spoken to my doctor a couple times, and the availability of testing out here is just crazy. It's just crazy. You have to run all over the place. You have to wait in line. Then they're sold out. And then you don't want to order the ones online because they won't come for like 3 weeks. So, by the time you get these tests, of course they're going to show positive if you have COVID because you've had it already.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
I am really surprised between me, you, and the rest of the world. I'm really surprised that we weren't more prepared than this, especially given the fact that it's the holiday season.
You see these lines in these towns, even small towns where they're giving away test kits, these lines and lines of cars, and they run out.
My nephew had to go for a test yesterday before he gets on his job in construction real quick. He was told to be there at 7:15. He got there at 7:15. They opened at 8. He waited online until 9. And then they told him to wait in his car. They finally called him at 3.
Unbelievable.
3 p.m.
Nuts. It's nuts. Yep. Oh, well. Well, what's not nuts is we're in the weather pattern that it's going to feel like winter. It'll look a little like winter. And off we go.
And off we go. You be careful. Everybody else be careful. And I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Now, that is Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast. Here on Robin Hood Radio.